Hey y'all, welcome back. So today I was just going to read my old blog that I did in my early 20s. I'm not going to read everything. I will post a link down below if you're interested in reading what I wrote. But a lot of this is I try to encourage other people not to feel the way I felt. So there is positivity in this writing, unless it's my poems, which is actually how I was feeling at the time, or maybe thinking. Just to see if maybe you can relate, or just for fun to go back to see where I'm at or where I was then and how I am now. A lot of times I'm still struggling with these, so they're still my still battles I face daily. But it's kind of interesting to go back and see how I was feeling at the time and what words flowed on paper. So the first one I wrote was, "What do you see in the mirror?" This is obviously me battling with my self-esteem and self-confidence. And a lot of it had to do with social media because I had Facebook back then. I stay away from social media as much as possible, unless I'm posting on Instagram, which is just my on the shifting the narrative page, and I get off of it. I don't scroll because it does affect my mental health. So I'll read, "What do you see in the mirror?" In today's generation, it seems the media paints an image in our minds of how men and women are supposed to look. Our skin is supposed to be flawless. Our body is supposed to be in perfect shape. We are supposed to look like we walked out of a magazine every single day. Well, that's not reality. Most of us don't have flawless skin. Our bodies are different shapes and sizes, and we don't have the greatest hairstyle or perfect makeup done 24/7. The reason those men and women look like they're perfect is because they have money and/or Photoshop. Do you think they would look like that if they were just normal people you see in your everyday life? We focus on how everyone else's looks and how we wish we had her body or his unblemished skin, and we forget our own beauty. We have to stop letting an image on TV or in a magazine take over how we see ourselves in the mirror. Everyone is beautiful in his or her own unique way. That's what makes us one of a kind. Every day I battle self-confidence. I look in the mirror at times, hating what I see. The reason being is because I think and feel I should look like something I'm not. I think if I look that way, I might be able to find the guy who loves me. Someone who actually pictured himself lucky to have me in his life, not always trying to go for the best next thing. The best next thing in looks, that is. What about inner beauty? Our personality and traits that make us who we are should really be what the guy looks for in finding the perfect girl to love. Remember this, no matter who we cross paths with in life, there will always be someone out there that looks better. We just have to learn how to accept what we see and feel the incredible beautify inside. Guess what? We can actually control the inner beauty as much more than the outer beauty by changing our attitude and showing the world the positivity everyone loves to be around. For some of us, it's easier said than done. However, I believe with some encouragement and a reminder that our insecurities are just thoughts that we develop from past traumas, rejection, loneliness, etc., we shouldn't beat ourselves up every time we look at our reflection. We need to learn how to ignore the negativity the society brings to our self-image because we are all imperfect, and that's the beauty of it. So you can see I was really trying to talk myself into loving the person I see in the mirror, which I have gained a lot more self-confidence than I felt back then, for sure. A lot of it has to do with just not comparing myself on TV. I just stay away from social media for sure because that's just negative, it seems like. So that was one of my posts. Let's find another one. Some of these are just really long writings that I did, which I won't read all of it. Let's see. We'll do this one. It's called "Healing Yourself." Our past makes us who we are today. That's common knowledge. But sometimes do you feel it's taking over both the present and the future moments of your life? You might find yourself overthinking every circumstance that appears in your everyday life. Maybe you feel like you're insane and no one can help you, like you're trapped like a prisoner or an animal in the zoo. No matter where you turn, you cannot get away. The open wounds sit on your souls, have the potential to ruin relationships, make us feel depressed, and even cause us to exclude ourselves from the world. Well, you're not alone. If you feel this way, I battle these thoughts speeding through my mind every day. It can feel so overwhelming that it takes away almost every happy moment I have. And before me, all I can see is a pit of darkness. I'm learning you can't hang on to the past. You have to recognize that it is causing you the pain inside and speak up about it to someone you're comfortable around. Getting the infection out will heal your soul. Heal those wounds that have been opened, because if you don't, they're just going to become more infected and larger than the day before. It's okay to have your meltdowns and even experience days where you just want to give up, but don't let those days take over. Push through the pain you have inside and motivate yourself to keep going. Fighting a battle no one else understands is probably the most painful, solitary thing we must deal with in life. All the tragic things that happened in my life are haunting my soul and taking over me. I finally came to the realization that I can't keep burying these memories deep inside, because they eventually come back up. I have started a journey home to my inner self. I encourage the people that are battling their past to come on the same journey. Otherwise, you are going to become buried alive and feel you have no way out. So you can see that I know I was having a lot of mental problems. I was just writing and trying to encourage and help other people, but I was still feeling pretty trapped. Let's see another one. There's quite a bit, a lot of writing I did. Okay. Oh, here's one. This one is a poem. Nobody knows, because I was one of those people that would always smile in public but go home actually being sad. So here it is. My heart is aching, my mind is always racing. I'll always hide the pain with laughter, and when I'm alone, the tears come after. I'm not insane, just broken inside from people's insensitive actions that scarred my brain. Now these memories haunt me today. I don't know how to get them to go away. When someone hits my trigger button, I think, and think, wanting to run somewhere far away so no one can hurt me. I feel crazy, I feel like a mess, but it's what people made me become. From those lonely, hard days, I had to try to care less. As I lay my head down to rest, my mind takes over, and not for the best. I'm learning to be in control of my thoughts, but it's harder than you think. I'm going to keep trying so I can be the real me. I promise I'm not a downer or even a constant frowner. I just have a misunderstood mind that was created with disaster. No one truly understands unless they've been through this battle. It's something I'm ashamed of, something I'm not proud of, but it's a part of me that will be healed someday, somehow. Here is another one. In control. So I must have felt like I was taking back my negative thoughts and turning into positive this day. Let's see. My mind is not racing. I'm in control. Today is a good day. I'm not going to let the voice take it away, because I feel like the real me and I want that feeling to stay. It's not easy, I can truly say, but I'm going to keep fighting the voice in my head, because I'm getting stronger and more in control each day I push it away. I won't give up on days I feel overwhelmed and dazed, or even the days I'm lost and depressed. I'm thankful for the ones that believe in the staying by my side, help me overcome these thoughts that aren't really mine. Without y'all's support, I'd probably still be weak and crying myself to sleep. Okay. Overthinking. You can see I overthink a lot, and my mind definitely just takes over. Okay, this one is look in the mirror, and I believe it has to go back to how I look at myself and view myself. Look in the mirror and love what you see. You're beautiful as you can be. Don't allow yourself to drown in the sea with all the negativity. Someone will always judge you for the imperfection of your beauty. Accept who you are. Focus on who you want to be. There is someone that will see you as a perfect angel, your true natural beauty that shines like nothing that's ever been seen. Until then, look in the mirror, love what you see, and never forget your own kind of beauty. I think that's important to always remember, to not forget that you are beautiful inside and out, no matter how you view yourself in the mirror. Okay, this one is another poem. It is I Try. I try to be the best, I try to be enough. My imperfections take over. It's not something I'm proud of. I'm not the prettiest, I'm not the smartest, I'm the loyalist, something that goes far. My hair is not always done, my skin is not unblemished, my outer appearance isn't something you'll see on social media's body image. But my soul is free. I don't wear a mask, my heart is big but shattered like broken glass. I try to be the best in your eyes. I try so hard for you, you don't even realize. But outside beauty can be found all around. Inside beauty is rare and worth being found. That's why I focus on the in instead of the out, because my inner beauty is gonna stay while my outer beauty fades away. All these are just really trying to remind me that that beauty does fade. You know, your personality and how you treat others don't. So, and a lot of times, people become more attracted to you when you have a beautiful personality, and they completely forget about your looks. And even if you have, you know, you have a beautiful personality, they see you beautiful on the outside as well. So, okay, here's another one, exploring the soul, and this one probably has to do with, let's see. Yeah, so this one is about I obviously was trying to go to a happy place, and the beach is my happy place, or mountains, just being outdoors is my happy place. So this was really taking me, I was more in visualization when I was feeling, I must have been feeling very down and just wanted to be out in nature really bad, and I was just fantasizing that. Okay, exploring soul. My soul is free, free as a spirit in me, but it needs to be exploring the beautiful sceneries. From waves crashing in the sea, to mountains high as it could be, smelling the fresh air all around, away from reality. Enjoying the nature that surrounds, that's when I'm at peace the most, sand in my toes, listening to the waves, watching the sunset till it slowly fades away. Is where I want to be today, relaxing on shore, away from the real world. My soul is calling for me to search the sea from the missing pieces in me. I'll find myself once I escape reality and enjoy the beautiful scenery. I love the beach, if you can tell. So this one is called Trust Issues. And I still have the struggle to the day, but I do. I have learned to trust some people. So, I'm scared to trust. I know I must. It's hard when I've been left in the dust, cheated on and lied to so much. My past may be this way. Memories come to mind if my triggers are pressed some days. Those days are the toughest for me because those memories seem to stay. I want to trust, I really do, but it seems my fear takes over me and makes me feel blue. It's not your fault for me not to trust, it's something that was there before you. I just think too much. I'm trying so hard to overcome these fears. I allowed myself to get out of my comfort zone this year. When you think something is wrong, it's just me trying to control these feelings inside that I have stringing along. I must say, I have came a long way, but still not enough to keep me feeling sane. I read a lot of poems, and this is just very few of them. Let's see. Inside Storm. This one's called Inside Storm. And inside is a raging storm, anger, hurt, sadness taking over me. I want to give up, I want to run away, or else the dam is going to collapse and all these emotions are going to break away. Barely make it through the day, won't be able to control what I say, exploding like a grenade, tears running down my face, washing the smile away. No one understands the person I am. These feelings aside don't just go away. I try to explain, I try to speak what I feel, when I feel, to slowly kill the storm, but I just get pushed away. By the triggers being pressed, that's keeping me scared to stay. I'm recognizing how I truly feel, trying to heal, needing someone by my side to understand this is real. These feelings don't just go away. It being fixed overnight is insane. Explaining my feelings is me letting it out instead of keeping it in when I really want to shout. I don't expect comfort. I expect you expect an understanding. Words that come out needs to be thought out before, because sometimes that could hurt me even more. I'm just a fragile soul that's wanting to heal. It's not easy, but I know I will make it. I will not fail. I will prevail. And then, you're enough. And I did do a poem, but I wrote a little message at the top. Always remember you're enough in someone's eyes. Never feel bad about being the person you're meant to be. If they can't accept your flaws and understand the person you are, you don't need them. Never rest until you're better is your best. Okay. I do the best I can to make you the happiest man. I go above and beyond. Most women can't say that during their whole lifespan. I know I'm good enough. If you can't see that, then that's rough, because you'll never find someone who cares and would do as much as me. That's not a bluff. I might sound conceited, but that's not at all. I've been mistreated and lost my self-confidence when he cheated. I know who I am. I know what I do. I have millions of flaws, and everything can be an issue. But I'm learning I'm enough by the thoughtful things I do, because I go above and beyond to be the best person I can with you. If you want to throw that away, then that's good for you. At least I can walk away and say I gave it my all, did you? I must have been in a rough relationship for me to write that. Here is another one. This one's called Is Rage. And I want to say this one, let's see what this one actually says, because I couldn't even tell you rage. These are so long ago. It's just amazing. Like, I didn't know I could write this good. At least I think it's good. Let's see. She has fire in her soul. No one can take the flame away. She has fire in her eyes. She'll burn your heart to ashes, watching it disappear in clear day. Her heart turns cold when you disrespect the things she says. She'll get even with no mercy at play. Don't underestimate a kind heart. Inside there is a rage needing to be released. When that day comes, I hope you pray. The horns will be holding that halo up. She will combine a mean angel and a kind devil ready to blow things up. Creating not today, the fire burning bright inside will never fade away. It's a part of her soul, and it's here, and it's there to stay. Never underestimate a kind heart. The rage will appear one day. When that day comes, I hope you pray. She's a saint with the lips of a sinner, an angel with a devilish kiss. Those things come within her when her soul is both fire and ice. It could be a crisis. Fire in her eyes, words cold as ice. You never know what's hiding inside. What lies in the dark could be a rage that's waiting for that day. Someone to underestimate the kind heart and push her to explode away. That's the day I hope you pray to take the madness with that smile away. Well, that just tells you the type of person I am, because I can be kind, but I'm also a very mean person too if you trigger me. And I have a lot of rage, and back then I had a lot of anger, so I was a very violent person. I would throw things and push you downstairs, and I did not care. So I had a lot of rage in me back then. Here's one. It's called Smile. And there's a little message at the top, or actually I think this is a quote from someone I probably found on Pinterest. Smiling doesn't necessarily mean you're happy. Sometimes it just means you're strong. Yeah, I don't know if I made that up. I'm sure a lot of people says that. But here's my poem I wrote. I will smile through the pain. Nothing will stop me from getting through the day, accomplishing my goals, making my dreams come true. That's what keeps me smiling away. I know I can do it. Even on days I want to cry myself to sleep, I'm stronger than the scars that were left on my soul from my past memories. Smiling is my key to getting through the day. It's something that helps me get through the pain. Making people laugh, helping the ones in need, is what heals my broken soul and toxic memories. I hate that I have triggers. It's a challenge to overcome, but a challenge I will accept to get rid of them. I'm grateful what I'm dealing with. For when I'm healed, I can help the ones broken inside and smiling on the out, hiding and denying what's really going in their mind. Which is another reason why, I mean, that pretty much explained why I created this podcast as well, is because I just want to help other people that maybe feel the way I do, or at least create a community and we can just talk about it and know that even though I might be a stranger, I will respond and will be there for you because I don't want you feeling the way I did at some, especially during my dark times. Oh, here's one. You can be saved. Okay, this is the quote. Okay, this might be a quote. Flowers grow back even after they are stepped on, so will you. Yeah, that's definitely a quote I found on Pinterest, I believe. Okay, here's my poem. You can be saved from the thoughts that overcome, memories that torment. All you have to do is believe you're worth it. Don't hide the darkness inside because of someone's lack of discernment. It's always going to be with you until you get the courage to concede the memories that you went through. No need to be ashamed. We all have a story hiding deep within. We tuck away and never read again. Until all triggers are pressed, the memories come rushing back and your mind becomes a mess. Your ego defense comes up instant and you're not who you are. You become depressed. You feel like a problem under distress, but you can be saved. Know you're worth it. You're not alone battling the past. Don't hide from the truth because the feeling will always last. If you need someone by your side, don't be afraid to ask. If they judge, remember you're stronger than the negative. You're stronger than the negative. You're discrediting the past to positive. That takes bravery. You're opening closed doors, not knowing what's inside, ready to conquer this battle when you've been putting off for some time. You can do it. You can be saved. Believe in yourself. Create peace in your mind. It will take time, but it's worth it. You'll be fine. Stay strong. Don't hide these feelings away. It's not where it belongs. I did weird writing, so sometimes it's hard to read. It was like typing. It's hard to read some of these words, the fonts I did. Let's see. Oh, here's another one. It's losing sleep. And this is when I would never sleep. So I was probably up at 2 in the morning doing this. Nights I can't sleep. My mind is in too deep. Overthinking, chest and pain, feeling insane, losing myself by the thoughts that overcome my brain. Tears running down my face. Can't hold them back or else I'll be in more pain. Using more energy to fight back the sadness inside, feeling chained by all the thoughts and emotions. I feel drained. Up past 2 a.m., work in the morning. Don't know what to do to get this to go away. Needing to sleep or else I feel weak. Not wanting to get out of bed when it's time to start the day to finish the week. My mind tells me to stay in bed, exhausted by the thoughts going through my head. But I found the strength to get up, to go to work, finish the last day of the week, even though inside I really feel weak. I'll make it through the day with a smile on my face, not letting anyone see the pain at my workplace. Today will be a good day. Last night was a storm I was going through. This morning I got the strength to let the sun shine through. The dark clouds that overcome my mind will want to come back at times throughout my day, but I got to stay strong and fight them away. Because I'm tired of stormy days, they make me feel weak, and it's hard to get through my week. I lose myself and sleep. It's not a combination that's good for me to keep. I'm going to get my peace. One day these storms won't overcome me. I won't feel like I'm drowning in the sea. I will be set free. Okay, and this one must be, I was just really upset with Facebook and what? Because this one says change for the better. And I kind of read a little bit. I kind of can see a little bit. It's going towards, I am probably very upset with all the negative posts on Facebook and it's exhausting me. And it gets probably a little political, I can probably see. So we'll see. But I was probably just so sick of the negative in the world, which again, social media is not the best for you. If you have mental problems, so that's another reason why I get rid of it because this right here just tells you that I was stewing over it. So this one is change for the better. My heart aches from all the hatred this world demonstrates. Constant negative in the air, nobody cares. Bringing one another down is a hobby instead of sending prayers. Words you say to someone has more effect than you think. You could change someone's world upside down, or you could bring them up onto their feet. Instead of leaving them down when they're at their lowest, that's what can call mental illness. You should know this. Blaming everyone else for your problems, that's bogus. Own up and change what you don't like instead of typing it on Facebook. That's not going to help it get it right. Guns aren't an issue. The color of someone's skin shouldn't matter to you. The government is corrupt. We know this too. So why are we acting blind by all the social media fake news? Wake up and smell the roses. If you don't like what's going on, take action instead of posting it. That's laziness, something this country has known for years. I've seen complaints on Facebook, but nothing changed. History repeats the same issue. There will never be a little peace in this world because everyone is caught up in drama that's not yours. Negative news is a trend everyone is into, but what people don't realize is the issue that's causing all these tragedies in this country. We are forgetting to put God first, teach respect and discipline, and what we need to do. Instead, we are making kids famous who disrespect, doing these stupid challenges that later will regret. Stop being stupid and gain common sense. You would think after all that's gone on, there would be a wake-up call. Realize we need to stand together, listen to all, and respond in respect. Come to an agreement we all can live with. Stop letting history repeat itself and make it a day nobody will never forget. Yeah, Facebook really pissed me off that day. And I'm sure it was politics or whatever was going back on in 2018. Here's another one. It is self-love. Okay, self-love. Self-love is what your body needs. We can all agree. Don't hate your past. It shapes you to the person you are today. You can change what you don't want to be. You're in control. And if your thoughts that aren't yours take over, fight. Get your mind back. Don't give up. You'll get stronger each mind battle. Eventually, get back in control. All the thoughts that aren't yours will be gone. It will be over. Show yourself respect. Know that you're perfect. In someone's eyes, you're a rare prize. Your self-love should be first. Fighting for someone is the worst. You'll lose yourself in the long run. Don't fight for someone if they want you, they will do everything to keep you. Self-hate, make peace hard to find. Feeling insane, but all the overthinking in your mind, unhappy with reflection in the mirror because your flaws are more clearer. Worrying if you're good enough, making life more rough, all because you put yourself down too much. Show yourself the love you deserve. Don't listen to the negative people bring. What matters is the positive things. Live your life the way that makes you happy. Love yourself with pride. Don't bring yourself down because all the negative you think about yourself is a lot. Self-love. Okay, let's see. Okay, this is not a poem. It was just me writing broken soul. So it's called Broken Soul. And then I have like a little picture that says sleep doesn't help if it's your soul that is tired. So it's a quick little writing paragraph. Let's see. Every day is a battle. I'm constantly fighting away. Only things that keeps me somewhat sane is when I pray. What's going on in my mind isn't worth the time to say. It's not like anyone truly understands what you're dealing with anyway. Oh, it actually is a poem. Angry, I'm sad, I'm hurt and I'm lost. I don't know how to control my emotions and my thoughts. I'm a ticking bomb with all this rage inside. Luckily, my faith is keeping me alive. The hope I hold on to these battles will disappear. I'm constantly praying for strength that I need before I give up this year. Giving up is not one of my options, but when I can feel the pain get stronger that surrounds within, it comes an option real quick then. I'm trying so hard to fight this away until the point I become exhausted and can't get out of bed to start my day. Constantly crying because how unhappy I am with myself. This is not who I am or who I want to be. If I had one wish, I would wish these overthinking thoughts and fears would leave me. You see me as a whole, but really I'm a broken soul. What I show on the out is not how I feel on the end. Hopefully that will change one day. Yeah, so that was some of the posts I wrote on my blog. I actually wrote quite a bit of just typing whatever I thought that day, just encouragement. But majority of this is poems, just because that was my favorite thing to do, is think of words that would rhyme together, go together, and create. It's my way of explaining how I felt, because then with those poems, I feel like you can truly understand how I was feeling inside by me trying, just sitting there talking to you, trying to explain it. But yeah, I will post a link at the bottom, and you can feel free to read it if you want. It's kind of interesting to go back to see what I was writing back then, because I'm still battling those, but I'm nowhere near as broken as I was back then. So it's nice to see how far I came along with that many years in between. But yeah, if you enjoyed this, feel free to share with a friend, and follow and subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can follow me on Instagram at Shifting the Narrative, take out the E, and I will see you next time.